Hey Gratitude Seeker, in this episode we will explore what are the three things that we are grateful for when it comes to the month of March. First, like always, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Okay, so by now, at least here in Romania, Facebook has published its review of 2018. It features a few pictures from your Facebook account, pictures of friends you kept in touch with. It's really nice and it promotes a feeling of connection and gratitude. But I still think that it's much better to look at the photos from your Google Photos albums or from the photo album that you have in your phone and search for the month of March of 2018 and just look at the photos. For me, the three things that I'm grateful for when it comes to the month of March are: firstly, the fact that I got to interview the brother David Steindl Rast. He is the author of the famous quote, "It is not happiness that makes us grateful, but gratefulness that makes us happy." And his TED Talk has been viewed by more than 2 million people. So I'm really happy that I had the opportunity of interviewing him and of getting to know him a little bit more. You can listen to the interview if you go to georgianbenta.com. And since you'll be there, you'll be seeing the second reason why I'm grateful for the month of March. I'm really happy that I was able to put together this beautiful animation about gratitude that you can find at the top of the website. It was really a beautiful creative process. It was also a financial investment, but I really love the fact that I was able to put this together and to create it. And I think it communicates in a visual way what I'm doing here on the podcast and along with my guests, of course. And my third reason is, again, related to the podcast, the fact that with a brilliant designer from New York, we were able to create a new podcast art that made it more approachable, more heartfelt and human. And you can see it each time you look on your phone or you look on the web when you listen to the Gratitude Podcast. So what are your reasons to feel grateful about the things that happened in March of 2018? What are the experiences that you had that were very beautiful or out of the ordinary, or maybe really simple but really fulfilling? Write them down alongside January and February and feel grateful that you were able to have those experiences.